You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, welcome back to The Piano Pod with Yukimi. Thanks for tuning in to The Piano Pod Summer Special Series. So for the next couple of weeks, I will create 21 short clips featuring the guests from Season 3 and post them on TPP's social media accounts like TikTok, Instagram, Threads, and Facebook. So please follow The Piano Pod on your favorite social media platform, like this post, and share it or repost it on your account. If you have never listened to any episodes of The Piano Pod, please check them out. All the episodes from the previous seasons are available in an audio format on your favorite podcasting platform and in the video format on TPP's YouTube channel. So you ask, why 21 short clips? Because this show is all about bringing the piano into the 21st century. And actually, the real reason is that last season, season 3, had 21 episodes. Anyways, now that I've done 3 seasons of this podcast, which I am very proud of, I can see more clearly why I wanted to do this initially and why I need to continue doing this show. Let me start by sharing my personal story, my humble beginning in New York City as a graduate student and piano teacher, which was the year 2007, long time ago. So at that time, I just moved to New York City to attend the NYU graduate program. Before that, I was actually a college teacher in Florida for several years, but I wanted to learn more and felt that I needed to deepen my training and broaden my vision as a pianist. So I decided to pursue another degree in piano and packed up everything and drove all the way from Florida to New York City on my own with my Honda Accord with a U-Haul trailer hitched to my car. How crazy. I don't think I can ever do that sort of crazy stuff anymore. So as I was attending NYU, I also started teaching piano on my own. And within a few months, I ended up building a thriving community through piano teaching in a trendy neighborhood of downtown Manhattan. However, I started noticing a huge gap between myself as a classical pianist and educator and my students and their parents. I noticed immediately that my students and their parents' expectations and my expectations toward music lessons and music education were so, so different. Before even thinking about, you know, how or what to teach, I had to face this big question. How can I present the beautiful tradition of classical music to the 21st century audience in a fun, contemporary, and engaging way? As a classically trained pianist and educator, I believed and still believe in the power of classical music, deeply rooted in the tradition and history laid out by great composers, pedagogues, researchers, and performing artists. And classical music is still evolving so that it remains relevant to the people, society, and culture of that time. Anyway, going back to my story, in my graduate school year, one of the music department's professors at NYU saw my struggles and concerns and suggested that I start a podcast to create a digital community for classical musicians and music educators to start a conversation about audience engagement. And finally, fast forward to season 3, the last season, the direction of this podcast went toward the subject of audience engagement. It took me nearly 3 years since its launch to finally, you know, meet my goal. Since the launch of the Piano Pod in 2020, I have had the privilege of interviewing A-list concert pianists, composers, arrangers, digital streamers, influencers, music educators, neurodiverse specialists, and performance psychologists. And particularly in the last season, season 3, as you can see the pictures of guests from the season, I have established a wide range of guest lineups from all walks of life in our industry, which I am super, super grateful for. After 3 years, the Piano Pod has nearly 100,000 downloads on audio formats and 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. Just finished its third season in June, but the show's format remains the same as previous seasons, which is bi-weekly. I interview a guest speaker who has been breaking exciting new ground in the classical music industry. My mission as executive producer and host of the Piano Pod is to provide a platform for classical musicians and educators to reflect and discuss how to keep our industry robust and relevant in this rapidly changing world and move it forward in the post-pandemic era. For the new season, season 4, which will begin in September 2023, now that things are back to normal after the difficult 3 years we've experienced, I'd like to focus on two topics. One is the impact of COVID-19 in the music industry, and the second one is our musical identity. Well, let's see how each guest will lead the pathway through the interview session in the new season. We may end up talking about entirely different topics. Who knows? It all depends on where we are as a society at that time. So before we go, please don't forget to like this video. Thanks for watching and listening to this post, and hope to see you soon.